Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William McHenry University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
And my
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Ben Milam.
Talking all things William Carey Athletics on this Monday evening. So good to be back with you. I am Ben Milam with my partner Caleb Hamill. Producer, engineer, Will Tony with us. We are, once again, going to have some great guests for you. We're going to talk a little baseball in this first segment. We've got Bobby Hallford on the horn, and a little later in the show, we'll talk to Dick Vogel about anything and everything William Carey. That is a name that needs no introduction in Hattiesburg. Really excited to talk to Dick Vogel, and we'll take a look, a little further, more detailed look into the present goings-on for William Carey Athletics. Again, we'll lean on baseball a little bit more. Want to remind you, we are available on the web, supertalkhattiesburg.com, and in podcast form, supertalk.fm. You can also search Supertalk, or you can search Crusader Talk, and it will be under the Supertalk banner anywhere you get your favorite podcast. All right, Coach Hallford, we'll bring you in here. Thanks so much for spending some time with us on a busy week.
Thank you, man. It's my pleasure.
A short week for you, Coach, and I got to talk to you after the sweep against Middle Georgia State. We'll get into that weekend here in a second, but mentioned that it was an 11-game win streak. Your guys are playing really, really good ball right now. A lot of consistency on really a lot of different, pretty much every facet of the game right now. Maybe a few little things you'd like to see improve, but let's talk big picture. What has been good? What's gone right in this 11-game win streak?
Well, offensively, we've hit the ball extremely well, scored a lot of runs. Defensively, gotten a lot better. And, of course, our pitching's really coming on the last 3 weeks, and that's a big positive there. We've had a couple of our top-line starters that have been injured and missed a couple, a week or 2 weeks, and had other guys step in and that type thing. So they're back now. And, we just got have an idea now how our staff is going to shape up. You know, we were having to plug some holes there for a while.
Yeah, Coach Alford, it's Caleb. And I got to experience a little bit of that first weekend for William Carey. And there were a lot of things with your team, whether it be personnel on the pitching side or even in the field. There were a lot of question marks. Which of those have really been answered as we've gotten into conference play?
Well, I think defensively we're a lot better, and also on the mound we're a lot better. So it's just basically getting those guys that were new, working them in there and trying to figure out, you know, our best group going forward. And I think it's just been a total team effort. You know, swinging the bats all year, we've been pretty consistent, and we've scored, you know, a lot of runs. I think we're rated like fifth in the country now in runs scored and that type thing. And our first three hitters have played extremely well. RJ Stenson, Patrick Lee, and Jake Lissette, those guys have kind of carried us. And so, you know, we've been real pleased with that. And then it's just been a combination of things.
Coach, I want to ask you specifically about the rotation, because we haven't had AJ Stenson for the majority of these last 3 weeks. He comes back the tail end of this past weekend, but the majority of this 11-game win streak came as maybe a little bit of a piecemeal approach, but some guys really stepped up on the mound in the starting role. Is there anybody that surprised you or was maybe catching you off guard with their performances there?
Not really. We knew Preston Ratliff was going to be a good one for us, and he missed the fall and he got a late start with us, and so he's thrown the ball extremely well the last 3 weeks. He was pitcher of the week this week with his 7-0 shutout against Middle Georgia. So we knew that, you know, that it was there, and it was kind of an experiment early about using him out of the pen, but now, of course, he's definitely a starter. And Andrew Shira, same thing. He had a concussion, missed time. And, you know, we were expecting a lot of good things from him also. So it's just been, getting those guys out there, getting them back. And then AJ had a couple in Saturday, and we felt good about that. It's just, getting his pitch count back up and that type of thing. he's had a little medical issues with his, you know, with other things going on too. So,
right.
But it was good to see the other guy step up and kind of, you know, help him when he's not there, or help us when he's not there.
I want to ask you specifically about game two of this past weekend. We got to talk after that, but your group really showed some maturity. I mean, down 5-1 against a really, really good arm, but kept putting in competitive ABs, and we're down 5-1 going into the bottom of the eighth inning and really broke it open there, able to push it to extra innings, and then R.J. Stinson scores on a wild pitch to end the game after leading off that inning with a double. What did you see out of your group in that game specifically to get that one in extra innings?
Well, that's kind of been our MO most of the year. We've started a lot of games behind. I mean, these guys have played from behind quite a number of times if you look at our overall record.
Yeah.
And just kind of, I think the biggest thing, these guys have played together, you know, the first three guys have played together for 2 to 3 years. And so the majority of these guys, you know, kind of understand that it's a nine-inning game. And also that we feel good about the way we swing the bat. And we know that we can come back. I mean, we were down 12-1 or 2 in the conference tournament last year against Mobile, and back, won the game, then went on to beat Faulkner and won the tournament. So I think it's just experience. It's guys that have played together and guys that kind of trust each other, and, you know, they didn't panic, and that's the thing that we've kind of expected from them. And then, of course, at the end of the game, we've always – John Snyder's got 9 saves.
Yep.
I mean, we've won 27 games. He has 9 saves. So we feel like if we can get it to him, and that will give us a chance to win the game.
I think at the start of the year, it was 6 games and 5 saves for Snyder. It was something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
Now, Coach, it stands to reason that Hattiesburg is the hub of the best college baseball in the state of Mississippi right now. And your program is most certainly one of the biggest boosts to make that stat accurate. Now, just to kind of look ahead and what is to come for William Carey on this schedule, when Ben and I were, you know, prepping for this show, we said, okay, we've got the West Alabama game is tomorrow, but the big thing that's on the table is the conference schedule ahead of us. You really have a lot of hefty opponents on the back end. Faulkner this weekend, and then for homecoming weekend, Mobile. And then you close it out with Blue Mountain and Loyola. Loyola, the team you're tied with right now in the SSAC standings. For your team that's gone through so many of these tight ball games that have found ways to win, what is it going to take for this team to continue the success on the back half?
I think you just take one at a time. I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, we preach that all the time. We don't look too far ahead. You know, we play a clean game and give us a chance to win, and you know, not give away runs. And I think that's the biggest thing going forward that, you know, we talk about all the time, that, you know, against the better opponents, you can't give runs away, and you also, you know, can't squander opportunities early in the game when you have, you know, men on base and that type thing. You got to move runners. You got to get those runs across. So that's some of the things that, you know, we understand. And, you know, I tell our guys today, we've got everything out in front of us right now. We're hosting the conference tournament. Also, you know, you're pushing to try to host a regional and that type thing. So this is what you play for all year long. And so you're gearing up for that from the get-go. And that's something that, you know, these guys that have been with us, they understand that. And they understand, you know, what it takes down the stretch. And, of course, like I said, it'll be a challenge because every team we're going to play in the next 4 weekends will be all quality opponents. It'll be teams that can, you know, can, if you're not playing well, can beat you at any time. So I think that's one of the things that the challenge for us.
Yeah, all four of those in the top half of the standings. All four of those at one point at least were in the top 25, and a couple of those still knocking on the door right now. Coach, I want to ask you about A.J. Stinson, and touched on him a little bit. Without him for 3 weeks, we're able to get three good innings out of him, and looked really, really good. We saw the best velocity we've seen out of him at Milton Wheeler Field, up to 94, controlling the zone a little bit more than when he, you know, went on that injury stint. Is the plan to get him back into the starting role as quick as possible?
Oh, yeah.
Are you careful with him?
Pressure.
How do you handle that?
Yeah, you know, of course, he missed today with a stomach ailment. So, you know, he's been behind, and we just have to take it day to day with him. And but, you know, we were pleased with the way through the other day. He pitched 2 innings to 3, and, you know, we're just going to increase his workload each time out. And so hopefully in a week or two, then he'll be back to, you know, where he's, you know, where he was before. But, you know, it's just a process that we've got to, you know, go through with him. And, you know, he's ready to go, and he's really anxious to get back out there.
Coach, you mentioned a little bit about the SSAC tournament being hosted at Cary. Just to touch on that, and also the possibility of hosting in a regional, what goes into having William Cary having a seat at the table of possibly hosting? Because that means so much to a program to get that advantage.
Well, one thing, we have one of the best facilities in the country. We have an athletic director that probably puts on one of the best tournaments around. I mean, DJ Pulley and his staff over the years, of course, with the high school all-star games, all the people that have been at our place and have been experienced what we have there have commented on how well that, you know, the tournaments have been run. I know the NAI, we've had very favorable after, you know, when they do the surveys and that type thing. So having one of the best fields in the country and also having people that know what they're doing as far as putting on a first-class tournament, and I think that goes a long way. The good thing about if you're playing well the middle to the end of April, those bids start going out pretty quick. So, you know, we always tell our kids, you know, if you're playing really well during that part of your season, you got a chance to be a host and basically not have to win a conference tournament. And I think that's something that you always shoot for. And that's something that's a goal.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have a tournament at home where you don't have to travel, you don't have to stay and sleep in your own bed and that type of thing. So it is an advantage.
Sure thing. A lot of ball to play before then. Coach, we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
It's Bobby Hallford, head coach of our Baseball Crusaders. We'll continue the conversation right after this.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Crusader Talk continues on this Monday night. Glad to have you with us wherever you are listening, whether you're listening live or in podcast form. Great to have you with us. Ben Milam, Caleb Hamill with you alongside William P. Tony. The P stands for producer. Will on the ones and twos over there, keeping us right. Great to talk with Bobby Hallford to get the lowdown on the Baseball Crusaders. We will we'll unfold some of the further details a little bit later in the show of what is to come for William Cary on the diamond. Right now, we get the absolute pleasure of talking to Dick Vogel again. As I said in the open, a man who needs no introduction in Hattiesburg and in the William Cary community. Dick, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, Dick, you have been going on 11 years here at William Cary, and in our production meeting, thought about this, and we talked a little bit last week, of course, the topic of the tornado and the Delta over the last week and a half has been a topic of discussion, and, you know, we have we mentioned that we're praying for, we felt for that community, especially because Hattiesburg knows that experience so well and how difficult that is. You were at William Cary in 2017 when that tornado came through, and everyone knows the story. We don't have to talk about the details of that, but talk about from your experience in the administration and as a part of moving the William Cary community through that, the healing, man, and also the athletic success that was a part of that story.
I think it's absolutely amazing. It was really one of the saddest days of my life. I mean, it was virtually the total destruction of the university. I just remember it was like yesterday. I remember we had our entire office working out of one room in the physical plant, for example. I never dreamed that we'd be able to recover the way we did. And I remember we had that one girl, I believe she was a soccer player that got slightly injured. And it was amazing that no one else really did get hurt.
Yeah.
I can remember videos of some of our kids in their cars while the tornado was hitting. And it was really a very, very sad day for the university. And I just praise, you know, Dr. King at the time, Grant Guthrie, who's still with us, the job they did in getting the insurance and getting the university rebuilt so fast. And, you know, you just mentioned athletics, but that was the glue that kind of kept everyone together.
Yeah.
I mean, the teams kept on going. The medical school, I remember, moved over to the old nursing building at Southern Miss. for somehow the leadership at William Carey was able to keep this university together, and it as much as it hurts, it built back better, and it's incredible where this university is today.
Yeah, you mentioned that growth after 2017. You say built back better. I like how you said that. We talk about how that happened, the logistics side of that behind the scenes, how you obviously had this transformation of campus and some of the other facilities athletically. I mean, it feels like just about every portion of the university has been transformed since 2017.
Oh, without doubt. I mean, this is a fine-looking university. I mean, I travel a lot. I've been to a lot of different universities, and the pride I take in what has happened to William Carey is unbelievable. I remember when I left Southern Miss, and people told me that I would never find the happiness that I had at Southern Miss at William Carey, because it's a NAIA school, that it's a small school, it's old. People even talked about how it almost folded years ago. And yet the pride I have is immense. I mean, you just talked to Coach Alford. I mean, this man belongs in the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
In the NAIA Hall of Fame. I mean, he is one of the winningest baseball coaches, you know, in history. And look at his record this year.
Yeah.
I don't even want to mention, you know, how long he's been coaching. But I want to say, I think he's like 27-6. This season.
That's
it's
exactly
incredible,
right.
The success.
Yeah.
And then look at his assistant coaches. They stay with him out of loyalty.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen a university that has so many people that just love this university and stay here regardless of everything, regardless of any other opportunities they may have. And I know a lot of our coaches have been offered, you know, much better positions, and yet they stay here. And that's out of a love of what is a great university.
You bring up a good point of the longevity of coaches that we have at William Carey. And to kind of turn it toward yourself a little bit, you're going on year 11 at William Carey. You know, we kind of have asked this to multiple guests on the show, but for you, what is it about William Carey that has just held on to you for so long?
I think it's in today's, you know, as an old timer, and I'm old, my wife would love for me to retire. But that, I've fallen in love with the university, and I just do not want to retire. I feel I'm making a little bit of a difference, and I want to keep making a difference. And I just think in today's world where values seem to have just dissipated, you know, William Carey stands out in the forefront of honor, integrity, religion. The values of this university are phenomenal. Look at the transition of power. You don't see that anywhere else.
Yeah.
We've gone from Dr. King to Dr. Ben Burnett, who's going to take this university to another level, and I would just love to continue to be part of it. I mean, we're it's almost like we're the last bastion of hope in the world today, and I say that lovingly,
yeah.
And I'm not anti the world or anything, but this is a wonderful place to raise your children. If you really want your children to have a wonderful education, William Carey's the place to be.
And Dick, for you, it seems like you've really adopted not just Hattiesburg, but William Carey culture. In fact, anytime I see a Facebook post regarding William Carey as a university or athletics, I think I could make a robot designed to immediately like or share the post, and you've already beaten it to it. In fact, even countlessly, I see on Facebook all the happy birthdays you share, which, by the way, happy late birthday to Ben Milam over here.
Oh,
his birthday was yesterday.
Thank you.
Little
yeah.
segue there.
Yeah.
But for you, it's been a pleasure just to see how well that you have integrated yourself into Hattiesburg and have shown love to everybody surrounding this university and the community.
I really appreciate that. I think, you know, the most important thing that I see with Dr. Burnett is that he truly understands branding the university. And that's one thing that I feel like, you know, for the last 10 years or so, you know, I've been trying to do. I just feel Hattiesburg doesn't realize the treasure chest that it has here. I mean, we're producing more teachers than anybody. We're now producing more doctors than anyone. You want to change Mississippi? There's one university that's really changing Mississippi, and that's William Carey. And then look at our student athletes. I mean, every sport. I mean, name another program. Yes, everyone has. Someone has a good football team, may even have a good basketball team. But how many schools have 18 absolutely outstanding teams?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
A lot of pride. A lot of pride.
And I want to ask you about that specifically, the overall the advancement of athletics at William Carey. And it's always been a big part of Carey, but it feels like when you go back and look at the results and also the transformation of the university that we've talked about, it's kind of gone hand in hand of this foundation of success that has been built over the last 10, 15 years. And as you mentioned, it really is just about every single program that William Carey sponsors has been successful. Why has that been the case?
I really think it's the absolute loyalty of the coaches. I think that it's an easy decision for parents to make. If you want a child to play, you can't, and you want them to be brought up correctly and with honor and integrity, I mean, you just don't hear of any problems with our student athletes. I can remember a couple of years ago, and I really haven't followed it closely. I remember Steve Knight posted one time that we had the athletic department had a 96% graduation rate.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's unheard of in the entire country. I don't care if it's NAIA, NCAA, any division. I can remember, you know, graduation rates being in the 40 percentile, not in the 96 percentile. And the truth is, you can be whatever you resolve to be at William Carey.
Yeah.
I mean, we've put soccer players on the national teams. We've had baseball players drafted into the minor leagues. You know, the real bottom line is, if a child wants a good education and wants to continue to play ball, William Carey is an excellent alternative for them.
Well, Dick, we greatly appreciate you being with us. Is there any chance we can get you to hang on for a little bit? We got some more stuff to talk about.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
All right, we're going to send it to break here, and we will continue the conversation with Dick Vogel when we come back. This is Crusader Talk.
Tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
The show goes on a Monday evening. There are a lot of things you could do with a Monday night. Glad you could spend part of it with us. My name is Ben Milam. I'm here with my partner, Caleb Hamill, our producer, Will Tony, on the ones and twos, and we'll continue the conversation with Dick Vogel. He was the Associate VP of Athletic and University Advancement for 5 years. 5 years at William Carey, now Senior Project Manager at William Carey University. And Dick, to continue the conversation, we are talking about what makes William Carey special. You were at Southern Miss for 16 years prior to your time at William Carey. So that's a good amount of time here in Hattiesburg. You came by way of a couple of different places, obviously, spent a long time in the U.S. Army. We'll talk about that a little bit. But by way of Long Island, New York, a little bit of a different place than Hattiesburg, Mississippi. What is it about Hattiesburg that has kept you here and has developed this love that you have for this community?
Oh, it's an absolute great place to be, and you can't help but love Hattiesburg. It's a big city with a small town environment, and it's close to everything. I mean, you can fly anywhere in the world out of New Orleans, Mobile, Jackson, even our beautiful airport right here in Hattiesburg takes you right now to Houston, where you can catch a flight anywhere. So, I mean, we are really blessed. And the truth was, I taught ROTC at Southern Miss and made so many friends here that wherever we went in the world, they would come and visit us. And that's what actually brought us back to Hattiesburg, was, you know, friends. It's the people.
Dick Vogel is the king of networking. I think he has more connections than the Atlanta airport. But, you know, to kind of turn this into what's ahead of us here at William Carey, we've got a couple awesome events going on surrounding the athletic world. We've got homecoming coming up next weekend, as well as Military Appreciation Day. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful environment, and I encourage everybody to come out, not just the military veterans, though I'll be honest with you, if you're a veteran, if you served, you and your family are admitted free to all our games on next Saturday, the 15th. But the bottom line is, and I got to thank the folks at Camp Shelby, we're going to close Tommy King Drive, and we're going to put a huge military display out there. They'll have the latest military equipment. Before the game starts for the national anthem, for baseball, and both of them are going to go simultaneously at 12:55, we're going to have the high school ROTC cadets from Oak Grove High School bring out the colors. And for softball, we've got a new partnership with Air Force ROTC at Southern Miss. We've always had a partnership with the Army ROTC at Southern Miss, but now we have one with the Air Force as well. And our students can take ROTC in either program, and the Air Force ROTC cadets will bring out the colors for the softball game. So it's going to be a wonderful weekend. We'll have military folks everywhere, displays. If you're interested in the National Guard, we'll have National Guard tents. For our students, we're going to have Navy and Army medical recruitment tents. We're going to have carry information available thanks to our business school, which is going to run that. And it's just going to be a wonderful weekend of events. And as I say, it's also our homecoming.
Well, Dick, we will we'll set you free after one more question. We greatly appreciate you spending some time with us. You were in the room when I was interviewing 2 years ago to broadcast for William Carey. One thing you said to me was, be careful because you might not ever want to leave this place. Mm-hmm. And that's been true as much as I have loved it and been around the wonderful people at William Carey. But I want to ask you specifically about the athletic side, and we'll go a little further in and talk about baseball and softball. Coach Holford talked about it when we were talking about the conference tournament. Really, two of the best facilities in NAIA sports back-to-back. And, man, especially when games are going on simultaneously, it is a fantastic environment. Both are obviously having fantastic years. Give us, if someone has not been out to watch William Carey baseball or softball, been out to those facilities or campus for maybe 10 years or ever, give us the pitch. Why should someone come out next weekend for homecoming and Military Appreciation Day?
I think the biggest thing is that it's out of the love of the game. I mean, our kids are as good as anyone else's ball players. The difference is so minor. You know, like Southern Miss has had great teams, but I promise you, the difference is maybe one hitter hitting 300 versus a 250 hitter in the lineup. I look at our golf team, which is both teams are having great success.
Yeah.
The difference between an NCAA golfer and an NAA golfer may be one stroke. I mean, it is so small, and these are such good kids.
Yeah.
They deserve our attention. The fans will. It's different. It's a different environment. The fans will fall in love with these kids. The kids come out after the game and they talk to you. You're made to feel like you're at home. It's the same with our coaches. That's why I told you you'd fall in love with William Carey.
Yeah.
I mean, here I was an outsider coming from Southern Miss, and I was wondering how I'd be accepted, and I was accepted right away.
Yeah.
I was made to feel immediately as part of the family, and that's what we are. We're family. If you want to see family, come to the games.
Well, Dick, we are certainly glad you are a part of the William Carey family, and we are glad you spent some time with us on this Monday evening. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for doing these great shows. They make a difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's Dick Vogel, and we greatly appreciate Dick Vogel spending some time with us this evening. And again, a guy that needs zero introduction. I think most people probably who had just tuned in and heard that voice knew exactly who that was.
I mean, what an ambassador.
Yeah.
Both previously at Southern Miss and now William Carey. If there's anybody that embodies the spirit of William Carey, it's Dick Vogel.
Yeah.
He's one of those, and I'm sorry to interject here.
Go ahead.
He's one of those that, and I've known him for a while, but he's, wherever he's at, that's the color he bleeds.
Yeah.
And there's no question about it. He's got 100% buy-in.
Yeah.
He did that when he was at Southern Miss, and when he had the opportunity to move to Cary, there was no looking back to Southern Miss. Yeah. He was full-on a crusader at that point. Yeah. And we were joking in the break, if we wanted to sell some segment sponsorships or anything, the one to do it.
Yeah.
Because he knows everybody.
Yeah.
If there's anybody that can sell something on this show, it'd be Dick Vogel.
Yeah, a huge part. We talked about the success over these last 10 or 15 years. Dick Vogel's a huge part of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we do have plenty of talk about in terms of this past week for William Carey. I do just want to say, if you have not, we talked about this with Dick, if you've not been out to watch the softball Crusaders, the baseball Crusaders, they are so much fun to watch. Success aside, the way they play the game is just really entertaining.
It is an entertaining product. And down the road here, they talk about at Southern Miss the Pete Taylor Park magic. Sometimes there's some Milton Wheeler magic over here in Hattiesburg, too.
Yes.
And to go alongside that, competitive play, I don't think anybody, until you've gone out there and watched it firsthand, can realize that NAIA ball, when it's William Carey playing, it's just like watching an NCAA Division I team play.
Yeah.
I mean, Mississippi college baseball is just a different level on its own, and William Carey is no different.
Yeah.
It's good ball.
It is.
Well,
baseball is baseball.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about that. But, the quality of athletes that William Carey has is just mind-blowing.
And to segue from that, just looking at this year's team, I just wanted to pull up some quick stats just for people to get a grip on what is happening this year. We've talked about – Coach Hofford mentioned the top three of the order, R.J. Stinson, Patrick Lee, Jake Lissette. Those guys are awesome players. And if you look at their batting line, R.J. Stinson leading off for William Carey, 441 average. Patrick Lee right behind him, 413. But you say, okay, well, you play some lesser opponents here or there. That's probably inflated. Okay, you want to talk conference stats? How about R.J. Stinson batting 558? Conference games only.
There's nothing left of the ball at that point.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And that's a guaranteed leadoff man for Patrick or Jake Lissette to come in and bat in. It's almost automatic runs.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Man, and they can all swing the stick, let me tell you. In terms of leaving the yard, if you're a power person, you think that is what makes baseball entertaining. There's people like that today.
Chicks dig the long ball.
They do. William Carey.
Can I say that? I think I can.
Yeah. 11th in NAIA baseball in all of America with 49 team home runs, and had a couple this past weekend against Middle Georgia State, and they hit for average as well. Patrick Lee leads the team with 11 home runs, but Jake Lissette, R.J. Stinson not too far behind with 9 each. Preston Ratliff added to his total this past weekend with 8. And watching these guys play, just about every weekend, and you can say this about the softball Crusaders too. I mean, the talent on that roster, you kind of sit back and wonder, how do we get these guys to play NAIA baseball? Until you really immerse yourself in NAIA baseball, realize the level of competition it is.
It's really unbelievable. And unless you've experienced it, nobody believes it.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If anybody's wanting to come out to homecoming, and I know we're wrapping up this segment. If anybody's wanting to come out to homecoming, it's going to be hot, okay? If you're wearing something that is relatively cool, wear sunscreen.
Yeah. Maybe bring an umbrella.
Yeah, or wear a hat if you're bald like me. Because, look, you will blister yourself sitting in those stands, and just be careful with it.
Yeah. Well, this has been about a five-minute-long infomercial to come to Homecoming and Military Appreciation Day next weekend. But
don't forget crawfish.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you, there is something for everyone, and you will not regret it. Softball, big weekend next weekend. Baseball, a big weekend next weekend. We are going to talk the details of what is to come, both on the baseball and softball side. We'll fill in the gaps elsewhere when we come back. This is Crusader Talk. Don't you go anywhere.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Final segment here on Crusader Talk. Great to have you with us. Great to talk to Dick Vogel in our last segment. If you missed that interview, as always, you can go back and listen on podcast form wherever you get your favorite podcast. And we also had a great conversation with Bobby Halford early in the show to fill in some of the gaps, the details of this 11-game win streak for the baseball Crusaders. But softball Crusaders have also had a fantastic season. Game away, Caleb, from the final site of the national tournament. We were there for the opening round last year, and it would not be a shock, I'll say it this way, if the Crusaders are in that exact same position. Coach Fletcher and his ladies playing really good ball. Really, really big series, doubleheader on Saturday of last week on the road. It was a rematch against the number 13-ranked Middle Georgia State Knights. At home, the Crusaders split with the Knights, got a walk-off in game two to get the second win of that doubleheader, dropped the first. And as we talked about it, Ryan Hornsby pitched the full length of both games and almost 300 pitches. And so split that one, came into this weekend tied for second place with Loyola going into the weekend, and we're a game back from Middle Georgia State and needed to win at least one there. It was a big, big doubleheader. The Crusaders split that. They lose the first game, a little slow in the offensive end, but really find it late in game two to get another extra inning victory. A couple of big things, Caleb, that stand out there. Haley Nations makes her return in the circle, which is a big deal. And Coach Fletcher, you know, he's going to be careful with her to work her way back in, but she was one of, if not the best pitcher in the country. That is a big, big deal to get her back in the circle and to get this offense going, as we saw late, against some really good pitching from Middle Georgia State.
And you and I both, as you've pointed out, saw that opening round last year. What was one of the Achilles heels of William Carey was sometimes the batting, but it was more so balancing that pitching out. Last year it was between Haley Nations and Megan Dudenheffer, and just trying to get the consistency between those two alternating in games. And now you bring in a person like Ryan Hornsby, and that is so huge for this William Carey softball team, because you already pointed out how long of outings she can go.
Yeah.
You pair that with the skill of Haley Nations, that is a veteran on this club, that is a recipe for dangerous success.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Ryan Hornsby, another SSAC Player of the Week award winner this week. She gets her 15th win in game two as a true freshman, as I feel like it is appropriate to remind you. And that is, last I checked, maybe have to double check this number, but last I checked, those 15 wins good for third in all of NAIA softball as a true freshman. It's just been ridiculous for Ryan Hornsby. And the bats, as mentioned, come alive. Brooke Tanner, Carly Kidder, Didi West all have a big second game there. Susie LeBert gets a big hit there on the tail end And that's an important one to win a top 15 game and salvage that second game of the series, because you are, as mentioned, a game behind in the standings as of right now on the softball side of things, behind Middle Georgia State. Will not see the Knights the rest of the way. Mobile is tied with William Carey for second place. Stillman, two games behind. So those top four spots, man, it is going to be a race to the end. It's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch. Ahead on the schedule for the softball Crusaders, they will be at home on Thursday, a doubleheader on Friday. On Good Friday, they will take on Georgia Gwinnett in non-conference action, and they will be on the road next week, back home next weekend as part of the homecoming weekend that we mentioned, against Stillman College on Friday, Blue Mountain on Saturday. For the baseball Crusaders, they will, as we touched on this, they will take on a non-conference opponent West Alabama out of the Division II classification in a rematch from late February, I believe it was. I need to go double-check that. But Crusaders got a win over West Alabama over in Alabama. They will take on West Alabama Tigers yet again. Caleb, take us through quickly this next week in William Carey Athletics. As usual, it's a busy one.
Always. And women's golf is right now in progress with the Roadrunner Invitational in Dalton, Georgia. Dalton, one of the best teams in golf as far as the SSAC is concerned, so battling in that Invitational right now. You mentioned West Alabama for the baseball Crusaders on Tuesday night. On Wednesday, men's and women's tennis will take on the University of Mobile at Mobile. You touched on softball will be on Friday. That's a doubleheader against Georgia Gwinnett College. Baseball will begin their series against Faulkner in Montgomery with a single game on Friday, doubleheader on Saturday. Track and field also at Mobile. That will be on Saturday. Men's tennis will be at St. Thomas here at home. They'll be battling St. Thomas out of Florida in Hattiesburg. And again, those two games against Faulkner to wrap it all up on Saturday afternoon in Montgomery. Busy week. Hey, we haven't even talked about the Crusader of the Week. We got to get that in quick.
No, we haven't, Caleb. Our Seder of the Week. You mentioned women's golf appropriately, Caleb. Nika Korn, Prapsipum of the Women's Golf Crusaders, her seventh career SSAC Golfer of the Week. She won the Blue Mountain Classic by 6 strokes, shot 2 over on the weekend, and was the best score in each and every round. So congratulations, Nika Korn, for you get your seventh career SSAC Player of the Week. But the best award probably, I'm sure, she's ever gotten, the Seder of the Week. Great show. Thanks to all of our guests. That's Caleb Hamill. That is Will Tony. My name is Ben Milam. This has been Crusader Talk. Until next time, go Saders and good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.